these scales, where from? Maybe it's 78 or something. I'd assume you already have the first one. Sure.
You bring this one up near him. I can just do this over here. So like, either put this on him.
Wash the fish. Measure it from
there. You don't have to
put
so
much. You're gonna have to wash it. Oh. Then you take 3 to 5 scales. Where are you going to take them from? Thank you. Well, we're taking apples and pumpkins. So we're going to take it from... just behind the pectoral fin. Okay? Put them on 2 scales, between a couple of scales. That's a couple of slides, I mean. Put them between a couple of slides and keep them wet, keep them in water. If you allow them to dry out, air bubbles will get underneath everything and the meniscus will make it almost impossible to see anything. So keep 2 slides, one on top, and measure them. Count the number of rings. Then what we need to do is fill in a table to start with, which plots the length of the fish and its age for rock bass and pumpkin seed. Beg your pardon? Yes, do the lengths for the minnows first and give me some pieces of paper with those on, okay? So let's get to it. Did you get cake?
Thank you for Thank you, Brad.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you, Brad.
I can run down to the lab and get that other piece of paper.
You don't shower. Is anybody ready for the forceps back? Forceps, anybody?
Go ahead.
If you have forceps for your project, please bring them back. Take a look at the thermometer and other equipment you may have.
Thermometer.
Warmed up.
I'm
Cord lengths, huh?
Correct. Oh, yeah.
Total length.
And
the tail?
And still,
when you're done measuring, you toss it in the empty one. Sorry. Have we got radio?
37.
Yeah.
There's a radio over here.
They probably listen. Yeah, I can't measure minnows without tubes. As a general rule.
Isn't that one of Confucius's aphorisms?
Oh, by the way, Jason.
Yeah, on the director's cut.
I've read more of that book, and the more I read on it, I don't like it.
Well, don't read it.
What book?
Yeah, simple answer.
There you go.
I don't even know what you're talking
about.
Is that a nymph fishing?
Yeah.
Sorry.
What did you say? Not
the
artisan, whatever.
I have the art of motorcycle. I have a CD player. Does anyone want me to bring over?
Zen
to
the art.
Yeah.
Wait,
okay,
we've got a radio in here.
Somebody else
wants the radio.
Yeah, what is it called, Jason? It's your book.
The bear.
Yeah, let's listen to the bear.
Yeah. Something's in. Anyway.
What's the problem?
I mean, you know, I can totally get into the whole, you know, relaxing remember you used the term brainwashing the other day?
You think it's brainwashing? I think it's against brainwashing.
Well, it says don't gain anything from anything you're thinking, and don't, like,
I just stick it over here, is that fine?
That's fine,
what
yeah.
the hell kind of books do you guys read?
Yeah,
it's interesting.
That
I'm glad I'm reading
nymph fishing
it.
I know. I think it's saying not to have like an egoistic attitude.
Yeah, it says that, but I mean, it just says don't try to attain anything. Don't try to.
Oh, I got a big one.
Yeah, it does say that.
You know, I guess it's a humble life that I don't desire to lead.
I have some books like that, and you're like, simplify, and I just think, you know, I like my life.
Yeah.
I feel like simplifying.
I don't, you know, I want to attain this or that. And
knowledge,
it's like, I don't know.
Man.
Is it
I'll
sing for you.
I mean,
I'll sing with you.
Any requests?
It's a magazine. It's every day.
Let's
see.
That's
right.
I
know.
Okay.
Well.
The what population? What population?
I think maybe we should just make our own tunes up.
We are singing Over the Rainbow over here.
Well, this is going to look really good for you guys working.
Yeah, really. have it recorded. They have it transcribed on us. Paul's got the recorder, right? He's out of
the...
Yeah.
Nope.
We don't know where
he
is. Where did he put
the
laundry
in?
I just left the
laundry
tray.
Oh! That one got away. He might not live.
Put it on the side of your tray. What three different is my drink? What's the side of your drink?
Are you going to cup me in the night?
No.
How about...
Do we have the lengths coming in yet?
No.
What do I do with the disc?
Yeah, man, can you not chew up a raw fish?
The Chris is awake. Okay, give me some numbers.
41, 38, 35.
That's a funny shaped person.
32, 35, 45, 20.
Where are the little ones?
37, 34, 29, 31, 35, 44.
Whose are these?
34, Frank. 42. 43,
34,
43, 30, 28, 23, 39, 43.
Same people?
New person. 39, 48, 41, 30, 37, 42, 45. 42, 45.
Do you guys want to listen to anything?
38.
The radio doesn't work too well.
35.
Oh,
37.
You want some choking? 38.
You and your
brown. 40. 39, that's the only
brown.
That's the only.
24.
Sting? Is anyone?
38.
Yeah. You
want to
pull
it, Sting?
34. Anything.
46.
I don't have a case.
35, 36,
34, 33, 35, 42.
Yeah,
hey, then
you guys go change it.
No, I'm not a problem. Has anyone measured any of the tiny minnows?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're all comfy.
Just checking that they're being done here.
Are there a lot of minnows still in there?
Bottom, there was a layer of them down there.
Yeah,
Humpy.
Oh, yeah. Lordosis.
What's a ray of light?
It's a twin, the backbone, instead of being straight, has got that distortion in it. And that's called lordosis. And a bend is scoliosis. Well,
what's whirling disease?
That whirling disease is a disease gets into the kidneys, but it affects the equilibrium, gets into the ears. And then it just swims around in circles. It's a very, very nasty disease. It's not treatable. They don't usually live that long. No. Why, have you been running around in circles?
It doesn't work that way.
I can get to NPR. Yeah,
can
NPR.
47.
Ah. Okay, then get some water, swill it around in the jar, and tip it, tip them into a tray. Okay. Exciting stuff here. Oh my god. Anyone measured any little fish?
40, 37,
41,
34.
Did you go to that
tough day
competition?
Yeah. Well, they'll punch themselves out.
They're all big ones.
Every other guy from the suit.
No, it's okay.
38.
Interesting.
38? Yeah. 48. 42. 34. 16. 40. 37. 34. 40. 42, 41, 45, 32, 35, 41.
I have to say, all I've heard is what's on the radio.
39, 46, 46,
it's like glitter.
1. I have James Brown. 26.
Yeah.
I have that song. I don't
know what
CD.
26. So the little ones are about 26 odd centimeters. Oh, thank you so much, Sarah. Oh, terrific. We've got the biggie too. Has anyone got onto scales yet? Okay. Please, if Janine and Carrie and Matt wish to measure fishes, please don't feel shy and hold back. Megan will read it, and if you want to start on scale, you can read them in if you like. As you're moving on to measure scales now, why don't you write the data on here for the rock bass and the pumpkin seed, the length and the age. Just take rock bass and pumpkin seed and none of the others. And you don't just have to take them from today's Bessie Creek collection. You can also look back at other collections where we found rock bass and pumpkin seed. Species list is still on the wall. Now, the fish experts, remember that the best way to learn is to instruct. So we have three scale novices here. I was being polite. Okay? There's a microscope here, a microscope there. The other microscopes are at the back. Okay.
Oh,
no, that's not right. That can't be right.
All right. J. Sorry. I have more.
You do?
Right
yes.
There's the slides. They're over there. They're over next to the field deck.
Nope. Okie doke. Thank you. Thank you.
How much are you going to bet? We already lost one bet this term.
30. 35.
Karaoke mic.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. I know. This is, give me these. Then I think we've got more than sufficient.
Typical. 25, 26, 24, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26,
That's a night. It's about
there. Okay.
Okay, can you count the total? What? It's 300, 400 fish.
Oh, are those a bunch more?
Wow. Sarah, you've got 400 fish already.
Wow.
This one did leave something to be desired.
No, I think people have been putting those back in there.
Yeah, they're done. They're done measuring. They're about faster.
Grab a scale.
Do we have to measure the total?
I got one for you. Man! Somehow he got wrapped up in the middle of my towel. I didn't even see it.
Yeah, thanks, man.
How do I have the, do you know how I have the, No, someone's taken off the whole banner with all the top pieces in it.
Oh, go to the bottom.
Functions and do histograms and any of that stuff.
Hmm.
Data analysis. You got my tweezers. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
Okay. Very weird, isn't it? This time of the semester, they let us have this, which I wanted to have all the time, just to make it easier. But then, because the other classes are busy in the midst of projects, so if we could, but usually they don't. I wanted just a low-level computer in the classroom. They wouldn't let me have it this year. Yeah. Yes, they always had in the past. 364. Yeah. It does actually make things tremendously easier. Yeah, that's right. There's programs. We've got programs for a whole bunch of things too, which we put in. Okay. Yeah, I know. Where was it? Which ones we used to on the computer? All the community stuff, that's all on Instagram, all on the computer now. Basically, we just put the numbers in. We've got a species diversity thing, calculates diversity, richness, and all that kind of stuff. This is 10. They haven't got the same programs, the same levels of Excel or whatever it is in the various.
Can you crank it through these? Like that would be one great.
What is worse is that the current stuff is compatible with what I have on my computer, and that has been really problematic. Yes, we do. Yes, there's a whole bunch of stuff. So it looks like. Probably fine. Really cruddy.
Yeah. Unbelievable, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's bad. Doesn't look good. Am I not making enough noise? Oh, you do? Okay. Please. Okay, could you read them out to me? Are you having fun yet? That's a funny shape. Thank you. Melanophores, are they? Okay. That's okay. But if you find another one, let me know. Thank you.
I thought, yeah.
Are you receiving me?
It looks strange. There could be 1 year class, which is extremely improbable. I think there's probably a break in there, but it's not very clear. I think there's quite a lot of overlap between the 2 year classes.
Double check.
I'm going to cut it off there.
Second count, it's like 35. How's that?
29. So that was a bit of a surprise.
What do we expect today?
Okay. Pigments? I don't think I understand the question. There are melanophores, which are sort of... Oh, the ridges? Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, that's a melanophore. Absolutely, a beautiful melanophore. Little octopus type thing. It's the pigment set. The same thing we have in our skin that gives us the tan. And they look like these little sort of pack attack people. Probably didn't grow up with pack attack or pack man, you know. Little sort of star-shaped objects. What it is, you've got some skin on there, and the skin has got a melanophore on it. If we take a slice of your skin where it was pigmented, we'd find the same things. And the thing is, they can expand and contract. There's some control over a number of them, and that's how the fish changes color. Okay? How are we doing, folks, with the scales?
Marvelous, darling.
Yes, good. But you've done all the scale lengths? Have you done all the ages?
Yes, you want to do it then.
Really? Well, let me have a look at some. These are...
She has one. I have one.
Oh, okay. So it's 2 years old and 60 millimeters. say, feel free to do more.
Oh, are you including? Okay, sorry. Like, you see the one gap, so you know it's 1 year old and it's not a second.
Yes. So that's a 2 year old fish. Yes.
Do you want us to, like, redo other people's?
Have we done all the.
The ones from today we have.
Have we done all the fishes from today, including the little tiny ones? Yes. And of the tiny ones. I beg your pardon?
It's in its third year.
It's 3 years, yes, 3 years old.
Alright, well, that's a musky thing.
I think they have one that's like 4 or 5 years old.
I beg your pardon?
I know, I'm saying it.
Yes, in general. Yes, they'll all look alike. That's not the most incredibly good drawing I've ever seen of a scale.
I'm not an artist.
Does it show the pieces, the various structures that you want to see? Where's the focus?
What I drew?
Mm-hmm.
The focus is here.
And you really have the circuli crossing over like that all over the scale?
No.
Okay. So then it's not the most wonderful drawing of a scale that I've seen. How are you doing? In looking at the pumpkin seeds and so on, please, do include some of the young of the year that we've got with their tiny little scales, because we want as large a size range as possible. Okay?
Who took my waiters?
How are you doing? Go and get a little one to do.
What?
Go and get a little one to do. Okay, the star-shaped thing. A lot of you are getting star-shaped objects on top of your scales. They sort of look like octopuses. Okay, octopi. These are in fact melanophores, which are the source of pigment. And it means you've got a little bit of skin on top. And that's the melanophore in the skin. If someone would like to volunteer a skin sample, we could take a piece from one of you and see if the melanophore's in your skin and they'd look similar.
I'm not sure if you want to see what's on my skin, but I'm
the thing is, well, you don't know where I want to take it from. One of the things is that these will respond to hormone levels and things such as that. And as a result, they can change in shape. They can get bigger and larger so that the fish gets darker, and also smaller so it gets lighter. So it's the change in the melanophore size, which is one of the ways that the fish change color. The fish we saw today were way darker than anything we've seen in a long time. And that's because the melanophores have been more expanded, and perhaps that's why you're picking them up so much, because I haven't seen as many melanophores as this on scales. As always, you're ahead of me. Okay, so that's what the octopi are. How are you doing?
I got a lot of melanin in my skin.
Yes, you do. One thing, do try and keep these dry and put a slide on top as well as underneath if you're not doing so.
Keep them wet.
And keep, yes, sorry, what did I say?
Dry.
Keep them wet!
Like,
uh-oh. I see people are steering clear of the yellow ones.
Well, they're not toxic thing, yeah.
Are we done with the fish?
No, I haven't seen any of the little ones done. According to this size range, there aren't any measurements of the little tiny ones.
How much skin do you have to take off?
Pardon?
How much skin do you have to take off?
How do you have to go into the dermis?
Oh, yeah.
So you'll bleed.
Oh.
How much will you bleed?
No, we won't. I don't know. Is there any blood in you? You'd have to take a small slice. You'd need to give local anesthetic and all those kinds of things. Yeah, you can see melanophores in your skin.
Tough man.
Did I hear you were going to the He-Man competition at the state fair?
No, I went last night to watch it.
Oh, you didn't participate?
No, I'm too heavy. Well, I'd be
a
heavyweight in Northern Michigan.
In Northern Michigan, you'd be a heavyweight.
Yeah, that's what it cuts off at 182, and I'm like 190.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is fun. We
went
last night. I
can't
go tonight. It's
been fun. Can we, I really do want some, as many of the little fish measured as possible, please.
Let's go into old ones. Let's go into old ones. Where are we going to
find them? I want some 1 year olds and some 0 year olds.
Yeah.
One. A 1 year old. It's in its first year. Okay, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 for the pumpkin seed, but the rock bass are really struggling.
I got a 4 year old, 172.
What's going on?
I need to look at it.
You get my 23.
I'm saying that the zero, that they're in their first year and they're 1 year old. There are two different conventions as to how you measure age, report age.
Well, he's in his fourth year. I think he's only three, possibly four bands, but he's in his fourth year now.
Clearwater. Okay, if it's in its first year, I'm calling it a 1 year old. If it's in its second year, I'm calling it a 2 year old.
Okay, so
it's about
3 years.
I'm calling it 1 year old. One of the reasons to do that is that when you have to take logarithms, you can take a logarithm. And so the one convention is to call a fish in its first year 1 year old. However, some people will prefer to use the human business and call them in a 0 year old. Okay? But we'll use them as 1 year old if they're in their first year.
It might be just breaking up on the end.
I beg your pardon? I've changed this.
Okay, and then the one that's 56.
Hang on.
Three.
Well, I haven't got a 56 yet. Oh, that's on the other one. Yeah, okay. 390. Looky.
You guys have been telling everything for today. It's kind of pretty good size.
Yes,
right?
I do. Are these pumpkin seeds? Okay, if you could write them up and give me the pumpkin seed. It's 1 year old and 24 millimeters. Actually work, this year.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
If they really grow that much.
Well, I think there may be one missing there.
Well, that I was thinking.
Yes. They probably could well be, yes. Well, we haven't got any at that age, though. No, they could grow that fast in their second year.
Yeah.
Asymptotic growth.
Okay,
where are we at with the fishes, please?
How many rings do you think
saw
now? I say
there's
four here.
They
saw four rings.
A rock bass? That's the way we're doing it, yes.
Yeah, that's what
I saw. Ah, okay, so we do have some others for the rock bass. The pumpkin seeds are... Okay, are we all done on these? I can see people standing around looking intelligent. Okay. Okay. Yeah, no, I think we were getting the smaller ones here.
I think it was pretty obvious. Easy to pick.
Or the CCRP. Everybody has a scowl on their face.
Oh, I know. It's like a scowl. I did. That's the end.
What's the size? Oh, I wrote it down. Yeah, this should be like one of the last ones. It's like 46 millimeters and second year.
Go, Chris.
Okay, where are we at? Can we begin to have a look at these data then, if we could gather around the screen here? That wasn't very good. The reasons I don't understand. Got it. Okay, the first thing is to look at the data for the minnow. Now, from the earlier data we've got this year, we've got a nice clear separation of our couple of size classes of minnows. Okay? And this is presumably the young of the year that have just been born this year. And these are the older ones, and you can see the growth depensation that I was talking about this morning. The second one only looks at the smaller minnows. And then this is today's data. It's horrible, actually, but I believe it. It's sort of a little surprising because if you look at it, it looks as if there's just one group of fishes, which frankly I am very skeptical about. I think what you've actually got is a group of fish here and perhaps a second group of fish here. And given, if you go all the way up here, if these are the older fishes, these two groups of fish down here are going to be probably two separate spawnings. I'm not entirely certain. Anyway, I've taken the average of these fish here, and if you look at it on a graph, you can see an effect which is quite common. This is probably the new spawning, and I haven't yet had a chance to put the numbers in, but I think they're about 35. But you see this kind of effect where with time, the growth rate gets lower. It's very fast to begin with, and then it tails off. Pardon?
Is that case selection?
No, this is individual growth rates, not population growth rates, okay? And so what it's saying is that when the babies started off little, they grew fast and then tailed off. How many of you have done any babysitting in the last two decades?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. How fast do babies grow? Ridiculously fast. They double their weight in...
year?
I can't actually remember because it's a long time since I've had things that size. But anyway, babies of that age are vegetables, I tell you. So the thing is, though, that animals that are very, very young grow very, very fast. If you think about it, if you have a baby that, say, has a birth weight of 4 kilograms. Yeah. All right, so it was a hard birth, hard labor. All right, give me 3 kilograms. Okay, ladies, 3 kilograms.
Thank you.
3 kilograms. And it doubles in weight, you only have to add 3 kilograms, don't you? But if you add another 3 kilograms, it goes from 6 to 9 kilograms, and the growth rate is obviously a lot lower. Instead of doubling, it's only gone up 50%. So one of the things as you get bigger and bigger and bigger, it takes more and more and more to grow at the same rate. Oh, good heavens. So what you're seeing here is an effect that although as they get larger, it's simply harder to add on material. But this is very, very typical. Fish typically grow fast when they're young, and also they typically grow fast at the beginnings of seasons. Bluegills and pumpkin seeds, for example, will put up on their annual growth often in 10 days, 2 weeks. Trout will put on their annual growth in just a few weeks in the spring. And that's it for the year. It's when the food is available. So this kind of effect is quite common with the minnows. And if you took the slope of that, which wouldn't really be worthwhile with that number of points, you could get the growth rate. Okay, so that's, oh, there it is. That's one set of, do you want to change it? All right. Now, the other thing that we need to look at the growth is I've put the pumpkin seed data up here. And you can see the same kind of thing. The young have grown very rapidly, and then the weight is tailing off and so on. It hasn't reached a maximum. The reason we wanted to get as large a size range as possible is to try and get all the way up to the maximum size of the fish. Because when we look at the growth of fish, if you look in your handout, one of the popular models, could I just squidge by here, is this von Bertalanffy equation. Could you turn the light off over there? And this simply looks at the size of the fish, where it looks at the length at some time, and this is equal to I'm going to move in a little while. But LMAX, yeah, I always stand in the way and then, you know, watch the panic. It's a, oh, sorry. Okay. First of all, we know that this is the maximum size that it can reach, this LMAX. But it hasn't reached that size yet. It's discounted with time. And this is a, so you multiply it 1 minus some exponential function for the growth rate and the time. And this is the basic form of what's called the von Wertelampe growth equation. It's probably the most common equation that is used for describing the size of a fish with time. Because if you plot the length against time, you get one of these curves, such as here. LMAX is the maximum size. It's the asymptotic growth. And with modern computers, you could fit a curve to those data so that you could actually describe the curve and get the maximum size. And the maximum size is important, as you might expect, in managing many fisheries.
How do you determine maximum size?
The maximum, well, this is the point. The thing is, maximum size is rather a nebulous thing, and it's rather difficult to determine. Yet in many of the models, you're talking about approaching, say, some asymptote. So you know, where is the asymptote? It's important in defining these models to know where the asymptote is for the growth models that are used used throughout fisheries. Now, if the size range you have that is small, you get something like this, where this is pretty much a straight sort of line, isn't it? And if you did statistics on that, what you'd probably find was that you'd wind up with a straight line going through those data instead of some nice curve that would look like that. This straight line is never going to reach an asymptote, is it? It's just going to keep going on and on. This is a very, very common problem with the age and growth of fishes. And so a variety of devices described in your course pack are used to try and clean that up. And one of these is called the Ford-Walford method. And in the Ford-Walford method, you plot the length at age t, the length at some age t, against the age at length t plus 1. Now, if you reach an asymptote so that the older fish isn't growing anymore, never gets any bigger, then you know that the length at t plus 1 is equal to exactly the same the length at age t, isn't it? You with me? If you go an asymptote out here and the thing's reached some maximum age, then the length may be 140 millimeters in a 10-year pumpkin seed. Yes, 10-year pumpkin seed, and the same length in an 11-year pumpkin seed, so that as they get older and older and older, you get a line of equality where the length of an age is exactly the same as it is a year older. For example, my height has been roughly 5 foot 10 now for many, many, many years. It's still half an inch taller than Timothy. He may not be done yet. Okay, so if you plot the length at some age against the length at age t plus 1, what happens? Well, the smaller fish is going to start off, the younger fish is going to start off smaller than the older fish, isn't it? So that you're going to find some sort of number out here where this is going to, if they start off here as 0 and this as 1, then you finish up with something like this. And as you go along, the fish of the lengths eventually cross this line. At that point, you have the L max. And this is a graphical method for finding it. Now, this is set up on the next page, and there's only one word to describe your data.
Rubbish.
No, look what's happened. Here, if you follow this line along here, it would have been beautiful. It would have crossed the axis at about 120 millimeters. But that linear stuff down here, you know, this regular growth rate here, it's not reaching an asymptote, is it? And what you found is that it doesn't actually cross the line. This is extremely common. This is very common indeed. Naturally, it's entirely possible that some of the data may have made a little bit of a mistake, you know, in the ages and so on. Yeah, that could have happened, you know. For example, this might be a four-year-old or something like that. But never mind, these are the data we have. This too is quite common, but at least you see the principle. You can, in fact, find the point at which it crosses this line of equality, and that gives you the maximum size. Will someone look up Scott and Crossman and see what maximum size you'd expect of a pumpkin seed?
Who wants the Bible?
Hi. 12 inches. What's that inch? Come on now. We don't use inches here.
37.
Yeah, and the units we're using are millimeters.
300.
We're talking about the certified record, not the ones you catch regularly, okay? It is 30 millimeters, 30.48 centimeters to a foot. No, I don't think you'd find one. See how it compares? This illustrates yet another point, that it's always a good idea to cross-check your data and see whether it makes sense. Now, I know if you find a 30-pound bass that it really is 30 pounds, okay, right? But it's a good idea to cross-check because you might, in fact, find you've got a tarpon instead. Got a maximum size for these? There you go. Here's some age. 8 years old, and a Michigan total length, 198 at 8 years old. I wonder what happens if we put those numbers in.
How about bluegill? Look up bluegill.
Yes, sir.
Please.
What are you looking at there?
Pumpkin seed.
Oops.
Bluegill. I bet you bluegill.
What was the age? 198?
Mm-hmm.
98. Yeah, 198.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't help either, does it? Actually, I just realized I've got these axes back to front, haven't I?
You put that on age 6. Did it matter?
Oh, yes, it did matter, didn't it? What was the length?
198.
Oh, no, we need to have to fill in the data, otherwise it's not going to work. Anyway, there is yet another method to try and do these things, and that is, it's called the guessing method. And this is where your data really begins to look like hell. What you try and do here is to guess the maximum lengths. Let's say that we guess 200. Oops, wrong thing. Put them up here. Suppose it's 200. And that gives us, see this line here? It's 100 and, what the hell has happened here? Okay, and this gives us this line here for 200. And what you're trying to find a line that's reasonably straight, and that's working quite well. But what happens if we say put in 300 here? That's see, that's a weird line. That it doesn't look right at all. And if we put in, say, they're just the numbers I'm entering. These are guesses of the total length. These are guesses of the total length. And I can't see that. Can you see that?
A total length? I need about 2 hours.
Color. Okay, black, that's better. See, this line is sort of curving down. And what you do is you put, what's happening here is you're quite simply putting in an estimate of the maximum length, and you're plotting the log of the maximum length minus the actual length against the age.
An estimate of the maximum length at a certain age, or
just the maximum of an estimate of the maximum length, just the maximum of the maximum of the length. And if you're close, you get straight lines. If you're way out, you get curves. And what you now do is you put in numbers here until you get the straightest possible looking line. And that gives you the maximum length, and the slope will give you the growth rate. These are the kinds of things that people do This is the kind of thing that fisheries wars are based on, okay? And these are methods to try and deal with some realities of the data to try and find out maximum lengths. Now, 198 was pretty close to 200, and you see this is quite a nice straight line. The others are curved or wander around on all over the place. With an estimate of the maximum length, then 200 millimeters is pretty good. It's pretty good even for our data. You can then plug that into the von Bertalanffy equation, and you can get the slope of this line, and that will give you the value of k, the growth rate, and you get your growth equation. The k in here. All we're trying to do is take real-world data and fit the models to it such that we can make predictions about growth rate, but more important, we can begin to put them into the kinds of models that are used for managing fisheries so that you can predict fecundity, survivorship, and elements such as that. But what I want to show you, really, as much as anything else, is that there's an awful lot of guesswork involved. And we can start off with nice hard numbers, the things we measured, right? Easy, no doubt. And everybody knew the ages really accurately, right? No question in reading the scales, dead easy. Matt, you look skeptical. Okay, the data are fairly good. The data are fairly hard. But management decisions are often made on remarkably incomplete data. Okay, remarkably incomplete data. And the kinds of processes that we've gone through with this. Now, with that incomplete data, you still have to make decisions. Compared to management, compared to building policy, science is remarkably easy. Science is dealing with hard numbers in many respects. Yes, sure, there's always uncertainty and so on. But when you're making management decisions and you're sending people to war, who's seen Private Ryan? Yeah, and those kinds of things, you have incredibly uncertain information to base your predictions on, to base your decisions. Now that uncertainty does two things for you. First of all, it should keep you humble. But the second thing is it leaves plenty of wiggle room for interests who, say, don't want to make a change. They don't want to conserve organisms and that kind of thing. The real world, then, of where you apply the data, which the hard-won data, but the data that was relatively easy to get, okay, the real world of where you apply that is extremely challenging. And yet it's absolutely vital as scientists, if you want to move into the policy kinds of areas or to have an impact in those kinds of areas, that you understand how much you can predict and where the risks are. And ideally, you try and give the policy people and these kinds of things scenarios. Say, okay, this is my best guess. If I'm wrong by this much, these are the consequences. If I'm wrong by this much, these are the consequences. Okay? So, having gone through this in these procedures here, and it's going to be the same for doctors. You never have complete knowledge. You have to decide whether to treat someone with a potentially lethal drug with incomplete data. Okay. So, I wanted to illustrate the process and what you can do with the data, but I also wanted to show you the limitations. And I wanted to leave you today, and we're going to finish right now, with, I hope, a lot more respect for the problems that the manager has to face and the problems that the person who is trying to design policies for a better world has to face. And of course, it comes back to your obligation to give them the best data and the best information that's possible. Right? Any questions?
And who makes the decisions?
21-year-olds in Washington. The congressional aides in Washington are usually recent graduates, and they're collecting all the information. They're increasingly, though, also the filter, and they will put the spin on the information that goes to your Congress people and your Senator people. It's a very interesting world. Ah, yes, I have, yes. Okay. So we wind down next week. Next week. Class on Tuesday. Having a review session on Wednesday evening. This time. Wednesday evening. Okay? That's Wednesday. It'll be at 7 o'clock. I fully aware again that other classes have things and there are... And it's not always possible for everybody to get to. It was on Thursday last time and a different bunch of people were potentially disadvantaged. But I will stay... Are you likely to be later back?
I know we're going to Saini, so...
Saini again?
No.
Oh.
No, but I
have
no idea.
Yeah.
But you're right, man.
I'll be around on Thursday morning as well.
Okay.
So we obviously the review session is to look at the whole pieces, and the review questions will be going up. And once again, Megan will be doing minnow magic.
Woohoo! Right.
Yeah. Of course, it's cumulative. Sorry, a final is always cumulative, right?
So is that the review questions? All the review questions?
Yeah. However, you can rest assured that the questions that were on the midterm will not be on the final.
Okay.
Well, actually, okay. You can rest assured that they will not be. Okay? Yes?
Anybody want to meet on Monday?
I beg your pardon?
Yeah.
You will have. Okay, the exam will be in the same kind of format as it was before. Same number of pages, the same kinds of material. You will have had more time to learn your minnows, those of you who were a little shaky last time. You will be going back into fine-tune, refine your keying and those kinds of things. The skills that you've acquired, it should be fairly simple, the lab exam. We may have more questions on process, such as what gear would you choose and why and those kinds of things. But it will be very similar to the one before.
So we're keying up two species we've never seen before, right?
Yes.
Like two species we've never seen before?
Yes.
And how many have you had seen before? Do you have to key any of those up?
Maybe you won't have to key out any of those, but you will undoubtedly see ones that you have seen before cropping up in plates.
In what?
In dishes.
Dinner,
yes. I'd like to encourage you again. So far, I mean, I've invited you all the way along to suggest questions you'd like to see on the exams, and so far, I have received none. Will they be fishes found in this area?
There'll be
Michigan fishes.
There'll be fishes that you can use the hubs and wildlife key for.
So there'll be Michigan fishes.
Well, thank you.
And they won't.
In this area.
It will be in this area. This area being defined as Michigan.
Marvelous. Fine.
Yeah, okay.
There tonight and let somebody to help me drag.